Welcome to the Think Like a CFO podcast, where we dig into not only what it takes to start a business, but to keep your business thriving for years to come using my signature CFO money method framework. I'm your host, Melissa Houston, and I am a CPA and business financial coach. I have over 20 years of experience in business, and it is my passion to share my knowledge of business finance and personal finance with other women. You can also follow me with my column at Forbes.com or my column with Entrepreneur.com. Hi there and welcome. I am so happy to be sharing this time with you today. Today is a solo episode where we will be talking about the mistakes business owners often make within their businesses. We all make mistakes, especially when we're first starting out in business. I get the best material from the mistakes I've made over the years. So when I was thinking of topics that I wanted to discuss with you, I felt that this one was an important one to share. This episode hasn't been created to call you out or try to shame you on something that you're doing wrong. Rather, I've created it to help you to avoid these mistakes. I want to share my best tips for avoiding some of the money suck mistakes that happen, and they are all too common. These are common mistakes I want to shine some light on in an effort to help you from making those mistakes yourself. And don't worry, you're going to make plenty of mistakes. I cannot save you from that. But mistakes offer us the best opportunity for growth. So there's always a lesson to take away from a mistake. Trust me. What I'm trying to do here is to help you from making these money mistakes that I see so often, so that you can try to keep the money in your business rather than wasting it on these money leaks. Money is an important subject and such an emotionally charged one. My mission in my business is to empower women with their money, teach them to be financial badasses with both their personal and business finances. I love doing that because so many women underestimate themselves when it comes to managing money. Money isn't something for you to shy away from or feel like you can't make a lot of. When you build a confident relationship with money and you feel like you are unstoppable, like you can do anything in your business and make as much money as you want to in your business, now that is a feeling to strive for. Money isn't a dirty word or taboo subject, or at least it shouldn't be. Having money management skills can be and is empowering. And you want financial empowerment in your life. Money is often associated with greed, but I believe you can do a lot of good things with money. When you have money and influence, you can promote and donate to charities and help causes. I read somewhere, Herve Eckert, something like that. I wish I could give proper credit to whoever wrote this right now. I just can't think of the name. Most important thing I want to tell you is I read in his book and it really resonated with me because, you know, when you're talking about people who fear money and they don't want to earn a lot of money because they're afraid it's going to change them, but he reduced it to a simple analogy here. It's like, if you were an asshole before you were rich, chances are you will be an asshole when you are rich. So you're not going to change because of the money. You were an asshole before and you're still going to be an asshole. So the likelihood of a good person turning into a jerk after they make a lot of money is very minimal because good people are usually self-aware and money is not enough to change someone. It's not possible. So I love those words because I feel that they make a lot of sense. Because if you were a kind and caring person before you got rich, you will still hang on to these values. You won't lose sight of who you are if you have more money. And money can definitely motivate people to do some really crappy things. But for today's episode, I want to believe in the good that people have to offer. So we're not even going to touch on the negative. Starting a business is overwhelming. And there are so many things to know, like marketing, sales, overcoming mindset issues, bringing your business online. You have so many hats to wear as an entrepreneur and so many tasks to accomplish. But today, I'm going to ask you that you consider your business finances. When you take the financial data from your bookkeeping and you monitor those numbers regularly and really get to know your numbers, you will be able to make informed decisions for your business. If the mere suggestion of this makes you doubtful, I'm going to share a story with you about a client that I have. So we're going to call this client Kate. So when Kate approached me with her business problem, her finances truly were a disaster, and she really had no idea if her business was even making any money. She didn't know if she was profitable. Her confidence was shattered, her books were a mess, and I was pretty much her last resort before she decided to fold her business. She felt like a complete failure. And quite often I see this because Kate's a professional. She is a highly educated woman and she felt like she should have known better. But the reality of it is, when you go to school and you're educating yourself in the job that you want to do, the profession, the craft, whatever you want to call it, you're focusing on what you're serving your clients. You're not thinking about how you're going to manage your business. So it's completely different. This isn't the first time I see this with professionals, and I'm sure it's not going to be the last, where they feel completely defeated. They feel like they should have known better, but that's not true. The problem is we go into business and we forget how to manage the business finances. There's a lack of a system in place and it becomes overwhelming. But I took Kate through my four-step CFO money method program and was so happy to see that by step three, which really only took about four sessions to get to, despite the mess of her books, she was really excited to use her business budget and compare what her month was going to come in at from the previous month. Excited. That's what she said. I was so happy to hear that enthusiasm in her voice, that complete confidence that she lacked just a mere few weeks ago. She understood what she was doing now, and she could follow the program easily now that the steps were laid out for her. I love those client success stories. They make me really happy because I know that you can manage your business finances when you're just showed how to. It's like, can you imagine going to a baseball game and, you know, they ask you to play baseball, but you have no idea what the rules are? It's kind of like that. If you don't know what the rules are with finances, how are you ever going to be set up for success? You have to invest the time to learn them. Okay, so now I'm going to turn your attention to some money mistakes that you can be aware of when it comes to managing your own business finances so that you don't make these mistakes too. The first one is there won't be a way to understand if your business is even profitable. If you are not tracking your business revenue and expenses, then you have no idea if your offers are even profitable. If you are in that arena, you are in dangerous territory. The primary purpose of being in business is to make money. So if you are operating your business at a loss, which means that you're losing money, your business will not sustain itself for the long term. The point in business is you need to make the money. You make the profit. So let's look at this a little deeper. When you have a good financial reporting system set up, you can without a doubt run your financial reports that will tell you how well your offer is doing. The beautiful thing about numbers is that they are telling you a story, and numbers do not lie. Like anything in life, numbers can be manipulated, which is why we have accounting rules. But if you follow the accounting rules, your financial reports will tell you the story of your business, whether it's good or bad, whether you want to hear it or not. These reports are invaluable to any business. Even if it's bad news, it gives you a chance to correct it. And the earlier you correct it, the more money you will save. If you react by going into denial, not liking the news that you're being told, and just not listening to what your numbers are telling you, you are putting your business at risk. You won't turn this around and the problem will just get worse. So if you've got a money suck or if your offers aren't making money, you're just digging yourself a hole. It's just going to go deeper and deeper if you don't deal with it. It's risky behavior to not identify these problems and create solutions. Number two would be you won't manage your expenses. Quite often what kills profitability is expenses that run too high. When you are aware that you are overspending, you are able to make adjustments. If you know there are money leaks in your business, then you can plug them. When you understand how the volume of sales and expenses affect your bottom line, also known as your profit, you can make adjustments so that your business becomes profitable. That's why I love budgets. Budgets are the best thing that you can ever do for a business. Why? because this is your business operating plan. You set your revenue targets broken down by month. You have revenue targets to meet each month for every offer that you offer for the year. And you set out your expenses each month to achieve the sales targets you set while maintaining your profit margins. Operating budgets offer a plethora of information. I absolutely love budgets, especially when you are monitoring your performance against budgets. I wish everyone could love the B word as much as I do. Now, a third point or mistake is you could run out of cash. Part of good financial management habits is monitoring your cash flow to ensure that you have enough money flowing in and out of your business every month so that you can keep current with your financial obligations. Cash supply drying up is one of the biggest reasons for business failure. Small Business Trends stated 29% of small businesses fail due to cash shortages. Don't ever underestimate the importance of having a cash management system in place. The larger your business gets, the more you will want to use a cash management system. If you don't have the opportunity to use a point of sale with clients when you're selling your products or services, it will be especially important to ensure that your clients are paying on time. Having a steady flow of cash coming in is important so that you can make sure that you can keep up with the demand of cash going out. If you are unable to meet your financial obligations, you will be putting your business at risk. For example, if you have payroll to meet, consultants to pay, subscriptions to pay, if you can't meet these obligations or any other obligations, certain business supports will not be around to keep you in business. Your suppliers will get very upset and they will cut you off and your business will be in jeopardy. So cash management is very important. A fourth mistake is you won't be able to obtain a business loan. So any type of investor or bank will require your financial statements when considering to invest or loan money to your business. Without accurate financial statements, which cannot be produced without solid bookkeeping records, you will not be able to obtain the cash infusion that you are looking for in your business. If you're a business that will be looking to grow and expand, you especially need to be sure that your accounting records are accurate and up to date. Bank lenders and investors are not interested in helping you if they have no idea of the financial health of your business. So you may want to think ahead for that. And while we're talking about this too, it's always a good idea to apply for financing with a bank before you need it. And that's absolutely imperative because when the time comes where you do need it, chances are the bank will reject it. So always plan ahead, be prepared, and get that financing in order when the times are good. So the fifth mistake that you can make that we're going to talk about today is you make business decisions that damage your business. So if you're running a business without being financially informed of its performance, which means if you're not reading your financial reports and understanding your numbers, you are essentially driving blindly. You will have no idea if the decisions that you are making for your business are good decisions or profitable decisions. I just can't remind people enough of this. I don't say it to make people feel bad, or at least that's not my intent. I say this to try to help you. Business is about numbers, and you need to know your business numbers. And you need to base your decisions on facts. And the facts are in how your numbers are talking to you. Numbers measure all types of useful metrics in business. They measure marketing metrics, how many potential customers you're reaching versus how many potential customers turned into actual customers. This is an important metric because it tells you if your marketing efforts are paying off. If your conversion numbers are too low, then you will need to make the adjustments to change your marketing strategies. So if you're not monitoring these, you will never know. You don't know if you're wasting your money on marketing that's just not working. Operational metrics will tell you how many units you are selling, how many returns you get for these products, and how many defective products are produced. These are important metrics because they will tell you if something needs to be improved in the quality of your product or your offer. So you need to pay attention to these numbers. And then the third is your profitability metrics. This is where you know how profitable your business and your offer is. You measure how you priced your offer, the cost of selling that offer, and how much money you make on each unit. This is an important number to understand, as these numbers tell you how profitable your offer is, or if there's any room to cut expenses to make it more profitable, and if it's beneficial for you to even sell it at all. So if you can stay away from making these mistakes in your business and learn to know your numbers, it will make you a better business person. I can't tell you how much of a better business person it will make you. I need to emphasize that. You'll make smarter and more confident business decisions that will make your business more profitable. If you want to keep your money in your pocket and not line the pockets of others, I suggest you invest the time in getting to know your business numbers. I understand that we are all very busy people, and especially entrepreneurs, where we're like our time is challenged on a daily basis. But this is important to know, because if you're not monitoring your numbers, then you have no idea if the efforts that you're even putting into your business are creating any positive results for you. Now, what often happens is once people realize that they need to learn their numbers and are ready to take action, they have no idea where to turn. So I want to let you know that I offer two courses for teaching business owners how to manage their business finances. So the first course that I offer, it is an intro to business finance course that covers the basics of business finance. It addresses the types of business structures to consider, how your bookkeeping is important, how to find a good bookkeeper. It breaks down financial statements and explains the component of each statement. It talks about tax planning and so many other introductory business issues. It's a well-rounded course for an intro to business. And then the second course that I offer, this is the CFO Money Method course, which is more advanced, and it teaches you my four-step signature CFO Money Method framework. This course is suitable for people or business owners who feel like they can learn through online courses, but I also offer this in a course community where you have access to me when questions arise. So that is in a Facebook community. And I also offer monthly Q&A sessions where we meet once a month and I answer questions that anyone has that they put forward to me. Or I also do hot seats depending on the demand. So my vision for this course is to not only have a course, but to create a community where you have access to all the online materials, but you're also not left feeling alone and unsupported. It is really important for me to offer my students support throughout their business journey. And, you know, once you pay your course fees, you're in the course for life. And it's a new course, so it will be running for many, many years to come. And I really look forward to working with many entrepreneurs that I can help and guide throughout their entrepreneurial journey. I also work one-on-one with clients, but I do take a limited number at a time. So if you choose that you'd prefer to work with me one-on-one, that is fantastic. You can reach me at info@melissahoustoncpa.com. However, I can't guarantee there won't be a waiting list. So keep that in mind, because I only work with 5 one-on-one clients at a time. So I really enjoy helping entrepreneurs understand the value of understanding their numbers. And I really want to show you how to make your business more profitable. And believe it or not, you can make your business more profitable without even increasing your sales targets. It's amazing what you can do when you know your numbers. Thanks for listening to the Think Like a CFO podcast with Melissa Houston, CPA. If you've enjoyed this episode, leave us a review. Your ratings and reviews help more people like you find our podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe and share this episode with someone you think would love it. Until next time, I'm Melissa Houston, and remember, nobody will ever care about your business as much as you do. So never give your financial power away.